that bad winter we had, you know, it broke up. They had big holes in them.
Seemed like it was the worst down here around Denton, like that, to go down.
There's still a place down there. It's real bad. They filled it up. They filled up the big holes, but it's real rough.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the northbound lane.
Yeah.
Just as you come out of Denton there.
Yeah.
It's bad. Central Expressway in Dallas is the same way.
Yeah.
It's real bad. In fact, I went down it right after the biggest ice storm before they had a chance to, before they had a chance to fill those holes. Those holes were like 2.5 inches deep.
Yeah.
Well, you knew it when you hit one, and you couldn't avoid them.
We had some pretty bad holes on the side of the road over here till they kind of filled it in. Just chunks out in the road like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's a shocker, too, if you're just driving straight down the road.
Yeah, if you wasn't watching, get over here, be somebody meet somebody, and they'd be over a little bit, and you'd just keep going along. You sure could tell when you hit that.
Jar your teeth out.
Make that car jump.
Yeah. What would you call a little road out in the country that goes off the main road?
It would just be a by road. They have different names on them.
Yeah.
Around here, people's name that's lived the longest usually out on that road to name it by them.
Suppose you lived a mile or two or half a mile from this road here. What would you call that road that went from that road to your house?
Well, I'd call it the Wilson Road again.
Okay.
When we lived there in Valley View, we had a road that named Wilson Road.
Is that right? Is it still there?
Yeah. Well, I think it's changed, though. Uh-huh. I never noticed. I've been by, but I never noticed the name like it was. And I think...
Did you ever have a track where you drive the cattle down when you take them out to pasture?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call that?
Just a lane.
Okay. Have you ever seen the big plantations and they have these tree-lined things, you know, you drive up the front door down there?
I don't think so. You mean just a lane and driving to that house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a lane when we lived in Valley View. It's just a lane to go to the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call that little piece of pavement beside the street that people walk on?
That'd be a walk is all I know.
Okay. What do you call the grass, the little strip of grass between the street and the walk? Do you have a name for that?
It's called it grass.
Grass, yeah.
I never lived in town.
You're lucky. I wish I had never lived in town. I'd like to live out in the country.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stuck.
We have been out here all of our lives, and we had a chance to sell out more than the land was worth.
But is that right?
We didn't want to move to town.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Just let the kids have it.
We know a couple at home that, I don't know, they must be in there. Late 80s. They're really getting up there, you know, and they still live way out.
Yeah.
If you want to go see them, it's a drive, you know. And everybody worries about them getting sick or something and are falling. In fact, the lady fell just recently and broke her hip. And, you know, it was a while before they could get out there and get to her.
Yeah.
It was the only bad thing about it. But I don't know. I think it's sort of worth it in a way. They like it out there and they don't want to move in. I don't blame them.
Shoot, if you was here, I broke my leg twice and hear these neighbors shoot off what they do. So I got out and caught me out in that car or something.
Yeah?
They always come to take me.
How did you break it the first time?
I was helping my neighbor bud some pecans.